starts dip.
Ma'am.
One that starts a throat thing that starts dip something or other. Diphtheria.
Diphtheria, yeah, you get that. Yeah, that comes in there too. That's where it starts out, and you'll choke to death with that.
And what about one that your skin is supposed to turn yellow? A disease.
It'll be called yellow jaundice if your skin starts turning yellow.
And if a man has a very sharp pain low on his right side and he has to have an operation quick, you might say he had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody eats something that doesn't agree with him, you might say he is sick where?
In his stomach.
And if he gets very sick and he has to be sick and his food comes back,
he's vomiting. He's vomiting.
And are there any other joking terms about being sick like that? Any other words besides vomit that you have? Maybe not real serious words.
Well, say, I don't know what's the matter with him. All his food's coming back. I've heard that expression made.
All right. And if someone had some news, and you might say had some news for you, he came over
to bring me some news.
All right, about or
about another friend, about some business transaction.
All right, and if you want to say somebody lends you something, and you say, well, now this is certainly something that I'd value. I'd like to.
Buy one like it.
All right.
Or you purchase it at.
All right. I'd like to have it, or I'd like to keep. How would any other way to use keep there?
Yeah, I'd like to buy it from you, or borrow it whenever I need it, or keep it until you need it back.
All right.
I've used that several times.
All right. And if you invite somebody to come to see you this evening, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you might say, now, if you don't come, I
won't be pleased.
All right. If you mean that you want to include you and your wife both, and you will say, if you don't come,
I and the wife will be disappointed. That's what I'd say then.
All right.
I wouldn't say I'd be displeased. If I was just speaking of myself, I'd say I'd be displeased.
All right. But you say,
speaking of the two of us, I'd say we'd be disappointed.
All right. And if you think that one of the children has, or one of the grandchildren maybe has misbehaved to the point that they really need a little bit of punishment, you might say, I'm going to
spank you.
All right. Any other way of saying that? This action right here.
Well, you could say slap you, but I never did like.
No, I mean, I think it means on the bottom.
On the bottom, yes. I'm going to give you a spanking.
All right. What about if a young man is seeing a young woman? What is the? How would you explain that? Tell somebody that. He is
dating this girl.
Any old ways of saying that you can remember? Maybe they didn't go out, but maybe he just went to her house and visited her. How would you say that?
Well, it's interesting to me. He said, well, so-and-so must be liking this lady. Says he's gone over to that house again today. He's gone over to his house today.
You ever hear the term sitting up with somebody to mean dating?
No more than sitting up with the dead.
Sitting up with
like
the
ever,
sick.
Never
right.
Sitting up with dating. It's just a...
And what do you call the young man who goes to see her regularly? He is her
regular